Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan holds meeting with heads of departments and civil societies organizations in Kipiri. Union Minister for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjeev Kumar interacts with district machinery and local communities of Mokchung district. Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwan Konyak visits District Hospital Dimapur as part of statewide initiative to evaluate healthcare system, and Japan to be country partner of Hornbill Festival. And now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today visited Kipiri and held a meeting with the heads of departments and civil societies organization of Kipiri District at Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall Kipiri. In his speech, the governor highlighted the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan endeavors to eliminate TB by 2025 and urged the healthcare authority to enhance awareness on the program. He also spoke on JJMCMHIS and Ayushman Bharat. Speaking on the road construction work in the district, he said construction works are going on under state PWD and ANHIDCL and assured that it will be completed soon. The governor urged the leaders and educators to renew their commitments and invest in the future of the district through education. On problems of drugs abuse, he urged the civil societies and the law enforcement agencies to eliminate the inflow of drugs in the district. During the program, United Sangtam Women Organization submitted a memorandum to the governor appealing for one gynecologist doctor at Kipiri District Hospital to avoid hardship faced by the women community. Union Minister for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjeev Kumar today interacted with district machinery and local communities of Mokchung District at a Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall in Mokchung. During the program, Ausandan President apprised the minister about the border issues with Assam and sought his intervention to settle the issue amicably once and for all, stating that Mokchung is a peaceful place and cannot be classified as disturbed areas. The president appealed for total withdrawal of Armed Force Special Power Act from Mokchung District. He asserted that Mokchung is faced with scarcity of drinking water and appealed to the Union Minister for help. Representatives from the Mokchung Municipal Council apprised the minister about the importance and need for setting up a music academy in the district and also the need of an electric crematorium in the town. President Watsu Mungdang highlighted the poor condition of circular roads and the need of a proper place in the town, especially for the women vegetable vendors. Different government departments also apprised the union minister about the grievances being faced by them. The union minister took note of the issues being put forward by the district machinery and local communities and assured that the issues will be looked into. Later, the minister paid a visit to Imkong Liba Memorial District Hospital. Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwan Konyak today visited District Hospital Dimapur as part of a statewide initiative to evaluate healthcare infrastructure, manpower and service delivery across Nagaland. During the visit, Mr. Konyak announced plans for construction of a patient lodge, canteen for patients and attendants, and improving of staff quarters.
All of you have witnessed, we have all together gone around and seen the hospital premises areas, and we have also taken a decision to construct a patient lodge for Dimapur District Hospital as well as a canteen where food facilities will be provided to the patients as well as to the attendants coming along with the patient. We have also seen the site and we are also satisfied that we have sufficient place, so we will also be coming up with staff quarters have been constructed and they are being placed in a good manner.
The minister assured that measures would be taken to ensure timely completion of ongoing and incomplete projects. He expressed satisfaction with the newly constructed morgue, which is set to become operational soon. In terms of healthcare manpower, Konyak acknowledged the shortage of doctors, particularly specialists in district hospitals. He assured that efforts would be made to recruit more specialists and equip hospitals with the necessary diagnostic tools to improve patient care. Mr. Konyak said the department is also conducting inspections to ensure food safety and regulate the sale of drugs. He confirmed that the Dimapur District Hospital is fully operational with 200 beds and all major departments. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio and his cabinet colleagues and senior officials of the state government today held a meeting with Deputy Chief of Mission Takashi Ariyoshi and First Secretary Mayumi Tsubakimoto, Embassy of Japan, New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides expressed hope the rich legacy and long-term relationship between the two will further get strengthened and contribute towards closer cooperation. Both government of Nagaland and the Japanese embassy in India announced that Japan will be a partner country for the forthcoming 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. Japan will be participating at various sectors including cultural performances, capacity building and workshops on handicrafts and bamboo products through Japanese mastercraft persons and world famous musicians. The chief minister appreciated that Toyota, an international Japanese corporate, would also be participating at the festival with collaborative strategies with the state government. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that over the last decade, the country has achieved remarkable success in reducing violence in the most conflict-prone regions. He cited a 70% decline in violence in areas affected by insurgency, including Jammu and Kashmir, the northeast, and regions impacted by Naxalism. The Home Minister was speaking after inaugurating the 50th All India Police Science Conference in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The event was jointly organized by the Bureau of Police Research and Development and the National Raksha Shakti University. Mr. Shah also highlighted the significant transformations India has undergone over the past 50 years, which have also influenced global dynamics. Advisor for CAWD and Taxes, Kadecho Kamo, today inaugurated the newly constructed General Administration Rest House in Fatero. Speaking at the inauguration program, Kamo urged the public to safeguard and make full use of government facilities and properties, while expressing gratitude to the landowners who contributed land for developmental projects. He raised concerns over instances of landowners reclaiming previously donated or sold land. He stressed that traditionally, reclaiming parted land is considered accursed and advised the community to avoid such practices. Mr. Kamo also emphasized the government's commitment to meritocracy in recruitment and also for and called for public cooperation in the ongoing efforts to resolve the Naga political issue. WOKA Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar has urged cooperative societies members to take a leading role by focusing their activities on economic transformation of society. Speaking at the 71st All India Cooperative Week celebration in WOKA, the DC urged them to cope with the economic transformation that has been taking place in the state and implement their activities successfully. He appealed the cooperative societies to avail various schemes and projects of the government for their benefit. During the program, the DC handed over computer hardware sets and inverter to 15 selected registered cooperative societies. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan holds meeting with heads of departments and civil societies organizations in Kipire. Union Minister for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar interacts with district machinery and local communities of Mogokchung district. Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak visits District Hospital Dimapur as part of statewide initiative to evaluate healthcare system and Japan to be country partner of Hornbill Festival. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.